So the music scene in Tallahassee is alive and well. We've got Lee Payton to testify to that. He's a great musician, songwriter. He'll be with us here in the first hour. And we're going to do a repeat broadcast of our conversation with Mark O'Brien, who heads up Tallahassee Memorial Hospital over there. You stay with me. This is going
to
be good.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb, and there was a violent earthquake. For an angel of the Lord rolled back the stone and said unto the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen." This Easter, may your heart be filled with the faith and wonder of that first Easter morning, now and throughout the year. A message of hope from Dr. Scott Pliskin at Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive for special care from special people for those you love. Call 402-0557. Widen Glass on South Monroe, Tallahassee's first family in glass for mirrors, shower enclosures, tabletops, and window glass. Call 222-5781. And Truck and Car Concepts, Tallahassee's market leader for truck and auto accessories, 3270 Mahan Drive. Call 656-8800.
My friend, glad you're with me, and I often think it's fair to say that you're my friend when we have this couple of hours of time where we're, you know, enjoying conversation with people who have a lot to do with how we experience life in this part of the world, and how much, in fact, Tallahassee is making major contributions, larger contributions to our own lives and the lives of many here and across the country and around the world. I mean, I guess I think being a friend means that we do find in one another some kind of resource, right? Something that we value that is especially unique. And if you can find another radio talk show in Tallahassee that does what we do, well, you should be their friend, too. In any case, I think that as friends of this here fine radio show, you are all collectively contributing to the welfare of many, because it's your listenership that we talk about when we talk to people who advertise with us. You know, that's how this works. It's a very customary sort of business model where we generate content, we attract an audience, and the audience then becomes of interest to those who want to advertise, and the advertisers benefit because you do business with them. You know, it's all this sort of perfect circle. Unless, of course, the people we advertise for are all a bunch of crooks. I can assure you that that, as far as we are concerned, will never happen. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's a pleasure to have people advertising this on this show and sponsoring this program who are remarkable, in my opinion. I mean, just straight up good people. Can I brag a little bit? Kathy Whidden over there at Widen Glass. Kathy Whidden Griffin is her married name. Kathy and her team, her sons, this company that started in 1945. Are you serious? I mean, what a Tallahassee story they are in and of themselves. Their slogan is "Real Glass People." Another, or I guess that's a positioning statement officially. And anyway, real glass people—they certainly are. I mean, they're the real deal. If you really want to know how glass is best applied and in whatever circumstances you find yourself, you're putting in a shower enclosure or, you know, window glass or a glass tabletop, whatever, they know the product and they know how to get you the best for what you're trying to do. That's a good thing. 1945, they started. Her dad started the company back World War II, right? And they've trudged onward through the years, and now her two sons working with her. Great success story. And another slogan, and probably their primary slogan, is Tallahassee's first family in glass, which I think is kind of cool. Anyway, that's Wood and Glass. And then you got people like Tiffany Hamilton. Now, she's going to sponsor our segment two today as we bring you some of Lee Payton's music. Tiffany stands in there and says, yeah, I believe in what you're doing. And she's a remarkable person in her own profession and as a person. Again, top-notch kind of individual, highly credible, ethical, proficient, realtor, broker, consultant, all that good stuff. Does a lot to help people with real estate investment. She has made a lot of people a lot of money. Smart young woman. Tiffany Hamilton, there you go. So anyway, so she's the sponsor of segment two today, and we've got Lee Payton, who's going to bring you all kinds of music, his original songs. He'll be with us in this first hour. We're going to hear some of that music first and then go on into the rest of the hour with a little conversation with this man. Remarkable achievements in his career. Has worked with a lot of very remarkable people. So I think you'll enjoy that. Tallahassee's a musical town, if you haven't figured that out. I mean, we have a radio station that's devoted to that cause, MooseMagnificat.com. All local musicians playing their original songs and special shows like this one. And Danny Bedrosian, who has Danny on Everything, playing on Friday afternoons and again on Sunday afternoons. Isn't that right, Carl? It's 5:30 on Fridays and 1 o'clock on Sundays. Yeah. Friday, 5:30, Sunday, 1 p.m. There you go. Danny on Everything. Cool dude, man. And the reason he calls it On Everything is because there isn't anything he won't talk about that he doesn't love talking about, pretty much. You know, cultural issues, politics, music, art, entertainment, musicians, tours with George Clinton. Last few shows that he's done, he's out there on the road, and he'll bring somebody that's with him to the mic, and they sit and talk. Fascinating stuff. Really good. If you like digging down, kind of, if you like drilling down, they say, on a given topic, well, he's the guy. So, shout out to Danny Bedrosian. Can't leave Carl out of that mix either. You think I'm brilliant. I know you do, but I'm not. I sound better than I really am because, and more intelligent than I am because Carl is back there feverishly trying to knit all this stuff together and does so with brilliance and with technical precision so that we have the makings of a real honest-to-goodness radio program. Wow. Yeah, and he's loyal as there can be. I mean, the guy is just there. 8 years, Carl. 8 seasons of this purgatory that you've been living. So he just says, yeah, that's fine. Bring it. Usually he just looks at me and says, is that all you got? It helps when, you know, you're as tough as Carl is. He can take anything. That mean we should abuse him, by the way. No, of course not. No. But if we can get away with it, we will. So then we have in the second hour today, we have Mr. Bryant, who is Mark O'Brien. I'll get there. Mark O'Brien is with us for a repeat of his conversation we had with him last week. It bears repeating. And we found, too, that there was a kind of technical glitch in the rebroadcast of. And so we thought, well, you know what? Let's be fair to Mr. O'Brien here. So we're doing that in case you're wondering why you may be hearing a repeat of that portion of last week's show. It's all good. You'll enjoy it. Mark O'Brien, Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. Here's some additional news for you. April 26th, there is a free showing of a film called Foreign Correspondent. Now, this is all courtesy of the HERC, Holocaust Education Resource Council, and Barbara Goldstein and her wonderful people over there. And it'll be showing then at the All Saints Cinema down there at Railroad Avenue. All Saints Cinema, April 26th, 7 p.m. Foreign Correspondent. It's free. In 2018, HERC begins its fourth movie series asking the question, what did Americans know about the racism and horrors of the Nazi threat before and during World War II? And this film is part of that series. Elsewhere around town, we've got this weekend, Word of South happening. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the second hour. At the moment, I'm going to step aside and we'll take a break. We'll come back with Lee Payton and his music. You stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
In our segment two feature this week, we've got the music of Lee Payton, who will be with us through the hour. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Tiffany Hamilton. Let's take a listen to some of the music that Lee is bringing today.
So lady, just keep walking down that sidewalk till I can't hear your footsteps no more. I don't need no stones rolling over me like a giant dice tumbling down. I'm gonna sprout some wings and fly out past these city walls till a million miles just isn't far enough. Now, I don't need no sultanas in my life. Bet you're wondering who they could be. I'll say if it's an evil game, then I don't want to play. Take me home, give me some sunshine. I can't take this city alive no more. Let me go down to the riverside and disappear like shadows in the storm. Some sunshine. I can't take that city alive no more. Let me go
let me go down to the riverside and disappear like shadows in the storm. Disappear like shadows in the storm. Give me some sunshine. I can't take this city life no more.
No more.
Let me go down to the riverside and disappear like shadows in the storm. Disappear like shadows in the storm.
Oh, So if you come to me and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing I do is say, okay, let's talk about the process. What can I afford? Not just the purchase price. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck and Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for an investor, in my opinion, we should be looking at affordable housing. What that means is a price point of about $100,000 to $200,000 price range. For the investor, it's a rental income between $1,000 and $1,500 a month max.
Realtor, broker, consultant Tiffany Hamilton is helping home buyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at TiffanyHamilton.com.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
As you know, it is our custom to do our very best in bringing you Tallahassee's musicians, these composers and performers that characterize the sound of Tallahassee. And man, it's a real live, honest to goodness sound. If you've not sampled any of that, I want to encourage you to visit moosemagnificat.com. It's our radio station dedicated to this sound of Tallahassee, and you're going to hear all kinds of music. There is a great deal of diversity, quite appropriate for our diverse population here in this Tally town of ours. Among those formidable artists, a guy named Lee Payton, who is our guest this morning. How are you, Lee?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Nice to have you with us.
Thanks.
Let me tell you a little bit about Lee C. Payton, in case you haven't heard. Grew up right here in Tallahassee, native Floridian. Got his bachelor's degree in visual arts and master's degree in film and recording arts from FSU. Look at that. He has had the distinct privilege to apprentice with Richard Portman of FSU's College of Motion Picture Arts, and then a rather accomplished 13-year career as a college professor, assisting as an assistant dean and audio coordinator, designing and teaching courses in filmmaking, writing, directing, editing, sound design, and recording arts. These days, he pursues his musical craft. He's produced 5 albums of original songs and is now working on his 6th CD, which is entitled Best Album Ever. Well, that's very cool. He is a dynamic performer and one who delivers high-octane shows of rock and songs. Lee Payton, that's a mouthful, man. You have not confined yourself to writing a few simple tunes now and then. You have been a rather accomplished artist on a number of levels, both in film and in audio production, and as a songwriter. All of that from little tiny Tallahassee here. That's kind of the whole thing about discovering who we really are, I think. Tallahassee's sound very much a part of making it more apparent that we're more than what first meets the eye.
True.
You and I connected, I guess, because of Moose Magnificat, and I know that you were tight with several folks that I know personally, Bob Jennings among them. Mm-hmm. Your experience these days as a musician, do you spend more of your time performing locally around the area, around the region, or are you traveling a bunch? How does that work for you?
A lot of what I do now is local. I've done some regional gigs. I played in Apalachicola. I did an Opry tour a couple years ago. I played up in Birmingham and Macon.
Yeah.
I'm open to gigging anywhere.
Yeah.
The pros that you hear in the interviews and stuff, the folks who make a living doing this,
right,
they all advise to make a big splash in your hometown so that you have some street cred.
Yeah.
When you go
kind of grounded that way.
Right. Go to regional venues.
We've talked a lot here with a lot of your colleagues in this business about local venues. And over the years, some of the challenges that they have faced in trying to find venues that would support, we'll say, original music. That there was always this pushback to, hey, well, just give us some beer, drink, and cover songs, because after all, yeah, we're selling beer, and that's why we're in business. Seems like that's shifted a bit. Seems like there's room now for more of the genuine, the honest, the more real, I'll call it, artist here in town. You find that to be the case, or is it still kind of a struggle?
I think with the resurgence in the past decade or so of acoustic-driven music, these days they call it Americana, which is kind of a prolific term that's being used. It's primarily acoustic-driven music. I think that lends itself to bringing more of an original component to your show presentation, original songs. The way that I look at it personally, I only know of two major artists that were able to carve out a living doing cover tunes, and that was the Byrds and Joe Cocker.
Dear departed Joe Cocker.
They didn't do too bad.
No, right? Joe did fine.
But the folks that that have inspired us, the musicians and the artists and the bands that have inspired us, have hundreds of original songs. And, you know, these days with CDs and box sets and everything, and you get the basement tapes and all that, they have hundreds and hundreds of songs that they never recorded that didn't get airplay or that didn't play on tour. So my contention is to deliver as much high quality original music as there is any market for.
Well, let's get a sampling of that. I know you got a couple of tunes you're going to do for us here. This first one, I understand, is called Blues in the Woods, and it was a sort of tribute to Bill Wharton, the Sauce Boss. So let's take just a moment, give Lee a chance to show off a little bit of what he's got going. Let's take a listen.
Uncle Willie get to rockin' on a Friday night. Hear him play the music for miles around. I was just a little baby laying in the crib, tapping my toe to the blues in the woods. Uncle Willie turned the amps up a little too loud. Neighbor called the sheriff and screamed on the phone. Heard the siren wail and the music stopped. Uncle Willie and the band got in trouble with the law. Play Uncle Willie now, play anyway. Play Uncle Willie, no matter what the man gonna say. Play Uncle Willie now, heat up the gumbo room. There ain't nothing wrong with the blues. Uncle Willie told the sheriff not to worry none. The band wouldn't ever play loud again. Sheriff rode away on a cloud of dust. Uncle Willie and the band never did get busted. Heard the band laughing for a country mile, smoking Mother Nature and drinking moonshine. About an hour later, without fail, heard the blues in the woods even louder than before. Play Uncle Willie now, play anyway. Play Uncle Willie, no matter what the man doesn't say. Play Uncle Willie, now heat up the gumbo room. There ain't nothing wrong with the blues. Judge and jury never give no time, 'cause playing the blues ain't never been a crime. Uncle Willie sold out at the Carnegie Hall. All that practice done paid off. Play Uncle Willie now, play anyway. Play Uncle Willie till till your judgment day. Play Uncle Willie now, heat up the gumbo room. There ain't nothing wrong with the
blues. Musical crafting of Lee Payton, our guest this morning. You stay right where you are. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Lee Payton, known to his music fans for having this rather lengthy a career in music, and you have this rather curious background then in film and in education as an assistant dean audio coordinator. Where was that at FSU? Yeah, that was at Florida State.
I was Richard Portman's teaching assistant during the time that I apprenticed with him. Interestingly enough, Brian, it was my first album of original material that I gave to Richard when he gave a talk at Barnes & Noble's one time that impressed him enough for him to invite me down to the film school to study with them.
Cool.
I had already finished an album that was kind of conceptual, and it had music, it had voiceovers, it had sound effects. It was very theatrical, but it was also mixed really well. And we spent probably a year and a half finishing that album. I met Richard Portman kind of randomly, gave him a copy of the album, and he called me 3 days later and said, if there's anything I can do for you, come meet me at the film school. And so I went down there, met him, and he brought me in as his apprentice, gave me a key to their recording studio, and I learned how to do sound for film.
Cool.
And sound mixing for film. And to me, it's just an extra level of artwork that you bring to the table.
You've got one other song you wanted to do with us, and this one entitled Best Song Ever, appropriately titled given that it's part of this Best Album Ever project that you've got going now. Tell us about the song.
It began as sort of a tongue-in-cheek, let's take some concepts and play with them. You always have people talk about, well, the best song that I've ever heard, or or my favorite song, or the best band, or so-and-so band's best song, okay? Well, you want a best song ever, we'll give you a best song ever.
Okay.
And the idea was in the story, the guy in the first verse, he tells you a bunch of crap that you know can't be true. So you're like, should I believe him or not? But in the second verse, he's got all the heavyweights co-writing the song with him.
Right.
And so you're like along the ride with this guy. And you're like, wait a minute, is he feeding me a line here or what's the deal?
Yeah.
And at some point, you know, in the third verse, it takes a stab at the top hits of all time and the top artists of all time in a very fun way.
So we're getting a wink and a nod from Lee Payton here. Let's take a listen, folks. The Best Song Ever with Lee Payton. Mm-hmm.
This is the best song ever. We're gonna take the ride of our life. Barmaid, I swear I'm over 21, and one happy thought can make you fly. It all sounds good on paper when you sign on the dotted line. Waste away your life in debt to the devil, one monthly payment at a time. This is the best song ever. Gonna tell you why life is so hard. Just pick out your favorite color and swipe it with your card. This sweet deal is sugar-free, and it won't cost you one thin dime. Long as you buy what I'm selling, you can go to heaven when you die. This is the best song ever. The Beatles wrote it for me. With a little help from their friends, the Glimmer Twins, David Gilmour, Prince, and Sting. Stevie Wonder wrote the chorus. Bob Dylan penned a few lines. Robert Hunter stopped dropping acid long enough for Bob and Jerry to harmonize. This is the best song ever. Hank Williams said it was true. Willie and Woody are fighting for the license rights, and Mother Maybell's gonna sue. Sam Phillips said, I got a hit on my hands, and the Wolfman put it on the radio. Sang it with the Muppets on Austin City Limits and the Super Bowl halftime show. This is the best song ever, and the rest is history. Climb the charts higher than a stairway to heaven, where all the birds are free. This here song is multi-platinum, and it wins all the Grammys hands down. You can buy the vinyl on a KTEL special for $19.99. We're gonna wear out the needle on the record player of life. Listening to the best song ever, way past our bedtime. Listening to the best song ever, way past our bedtime.
The formidable musical talent of Lisi Payton, the best song ever. You had fun getting that one down on the chart, as
yes.
we say, right?
Yes.
When you perform, and I know you've got several performances coming up around the next several weeks. I think you told me you're going to be at the Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival, closing out the festival on yes. Sunday, so that's a week from today, basically, or next weekend.
Sunday, April 22nd.
22nd,
from
yeah.
From 3:30 to 5 o'clock.
Nice.
With the Gangbusters.
How fun is that?
Oh, it's big fun.
Yeah,
big
man.
Fun.
You ever play the Thomasville area much?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Danny Bedrosian has been on the show and has his own show with Moose. Talks about playing in Thomasville and how it's actually a better paying gig than what he finds here in town.
Well, then I'm going to call him.
I was going to say, you might want to make a call. Talk to Danny. That is part of some of the conversations we've had in which people talk about, yeah, the challenges of local artists and venues that just don't pay as well, because they got a lot of free or low-pay talent coming through the university.
Well, think about this, Brian. That you're opening up a double-edged sword when you talk about musicians getting paid.
Yeah.
If you're a cover band and you have a list of songs that the venue wants, they offer an X amount of money for X amount of hours,
yeah, yeah.
no matter how many people are in your band or what you play. Well, that's all well and good. So yeah. it's like a part-time job.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to market your music or your songs to a more global network, then I don't know how you're going to be able to do that with other people's material.
Yeah.
So it goes back to what we were talking about before about original material versus other people's material,
yeah.
or what we call cover songs.
You just have to hang in there and keep pushing forward.
And yeah. my philosophy is to have very high quality material to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
If you have a mediocre song, then that's okay. You can't really get behind it. But if you have strong material that people respond positively to, then there's no reason why that global market can't be attainable.
Right. Where can we find your music? Where do I go?
I have a SoundCloud page. Uh-huh. If you go to soundcloud.com/LeeCPayton,
okay.
there's 44 live tracks,
nice.
Both solo and with a band. And I'm still building my website, but it's LCPENT.com.
Mm.
Let me repeat that. www.LCPENT.com.
Gotcha. LCPENT. Yeah.
Start with the SoundCloud page, and I have a lot of videos on YouTube.
Very cool. And our pleasure having you with us here this morning. You can find him certainly on Moose Magnificat because he's one of the regulars that we love featuring as part of our musical lineup. Lee, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
A pleasure. Folks, you stay with me. I've got more coming up in the next hour. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So if you come to me and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing I do is say, okay, let's talk about the process. What can I afford? Not just the purchase price. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck and Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for an investor, in my opinion, we should be looking at affordable housing. What that means is a price point of about $100,000 to $200,000 price range. For the investor, it's a rental income between $1,000 and $1,500 a month max.
Realtor, broker, consultant Tiffany Hamilton is helping home buyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at TiffanyHamilton.com.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to this second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, your humble host, bringing you all that we have heard about this week, not the least of which is the Word of South Festival going on even now at Cascades Park, downtown Tallahassee. And you definitely want to take that in. There's a number of these performances and such that are actually free to the public. There are a couple of ticketed items, performances, but this one is free and it's open to the public, and it's this afternoon at 5 p.m. featuring gospel, blues, and all that jazz with trumpet virtuoso Byron Stripling. And this is a person who made his debut at Carnegie Hall with Skitch Henderson and the New York Pops years ago. He has played all over the country, some of the most celebrated orchestras on the face of the earth, including Seattle Symphony, the American Jazz Philharmonic, Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, Minnesota Orchestra. Fantastic musician. Concert is free, open to the public, starts at 5 today, Cascades Park, presented as part of the 2018 Word of South Festival. So that is pretty cool stuff, and thank you for that notice from our friends over there at TSO, Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, and they will be performing right there along with Mr. Byron Stripling for you. I think you should take that in. And, let's see, we have another announcement here. This is in keeping with our Tallahassee Prepared effort. If you're a longtime listener, you know that Tallahassee Prepared is one of the promotions that we participate in annually, and it's an ongoing effort that is intended to keep us all better aware of, prepared for severe weather throughout the year, not just hurricane season, because after all, floods and severe temperatures and thunderstorms come at a moment's notice, can come swiftly at any time during the year. And so we just need to stay prepared, and that's what Tallahassee Prepared is all about. There's a website, TallahasseePrepared.com. This notice comes by way of our good friends at the Public Safety Complex over here on Easterwood. And particularly this referred to as, are we as businesses ready? So there is a free Ready Business workshop that is designed to provide business owners with a degree of instruction to learn proven effective actions to take before, during, and after disasters. That's good. You'll be able to better identify the support available from your local emergency management agency if, God forbid, a large-scale disaster should occur. You're also going to get some useful materials and helpful links to additional resources. That's all good. And the Leon County government is hosting this, and they're doing this as their ongoing effort to build disaster-resilient and publicly aware citizens and businesses. So it's all very good. That happens on Thursday, April 26th, okay, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's basically an all-day thing at the Public Safety Complex, April 26th, 9 to 3, on Easterwood Drive. They will provide you with refreshments and lunch, and you can register online, so that's a good thing. The whole thing is free, so it's paid for, but they do need you to register because space is limited. So you want to save your seat. And how do you do that? Well, you want to go to leoncountyfl.gov/ready. Okay, boys and girls, pay attention. leoncountyfl.gov/ready. There's your link, and it'll take you to a little pop-up window, and you can click on register and go from there. Anyway, free Ready Business Workshop, April 26th at the Public Safety Complex on Easterwood Drive. Trying to keep you posted on some of these things that otherwise can easily slip out of your way. Here's another neat thing. This is more along the lines of our concerns with music and such. So this is the Leon County Lecture Series at the Leon County Library, at the main library, Leroy Collins Main Library there on Park Avenue downtown, featuring Dr. Svilik, who was recently inducted into the American Classical Music Hall of Fame and the recipient of numerous prizes and honors, including the 1983 Pulitzer Prize in Music, an Academy Award, 4 Grammy nominations, and the NPR and WNYC Gotham Award for her contributions to the musical life of New York City. Dr. Svilik earned her doctorate from Juilliard and was the first woman to receive a Pulitzer Prize in Music. Wow. 1995, Svilik was named to the first composer's chair in the history of Carnegie Hall. She now serves as the Francis Epps Distinguished Professor at Florida State University. You want to know what makes this town very special? Well, my friend, we have among us some of the most celebrated world-class scientists, musicians, authors, business moguls. I mean, you name it. It's a remarkable thing. And I think as we take a better look at who we really are as a community, we need to encourage one another. And here's an opportunity to be encouraged when you are there in the presence of Dr. Svilik. This is the second library lecture of the year featuring this celebrated professional musician, educator, and composer. And she will be there on the 19th, this coming week. That's a Thursday this coming week, 7 p.m. at Leroy Collins, Leon County Main Library, for this lecture contribution, part of the lecture series provided by Leon County Library. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So that is that news for this moment. I hope that you are aware of the fact that our show is located online at TallahasseeTalks.com. If you miss any of the episodes, you can always go there and listen to any of those broadcasts from our archive page. Advise you to download the app, that is to say, to subscribe to the podcast, my intention. Podcast is always a good way to stay on top of things, or listen in Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock, just like we are now, on 93.3 Real Talk Radio in Tallahassee, and then our own station, moosemagnificat.com. Then there's a repeat airing on Saturday night at 9:30 on Moose, and Wednesdays at 5:30, moosemagnificat.com. And we do have an app for the radio station that you can download. So when you get there on your phone, go to moosemagnificat.com, go to the listen page, and you can download the iPhone or the Android app. And that's a great way to stay in touch with the sound of Tallahassee coming to you by way of Moose Magnificat. Love saying that. Folks, you stay with me. I've got Mark O'Brien standing by. We'll be right back.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
Mark O'Brien is the president and chief executive officer of Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare, Inc., the parent corporation of Tallahassee Memorial Hospital in the state's capital city. Mr. O'Brien assumed the role as leader of the 772-bed regional tertiary facility in July of 2003, and since his arrival here has focused on clinical, operational, and financial improvements. Let's welcome as our guest this morning, Mr. Mark O'Brien.
But healthcare is I will tell you, I'm a little biased. It's I've been working in healthcare for a long time. Actually, I chose this career when I was in high school. Huh. If I could have done anything, I would have written fiction and taught contemporary American literature. But I realized early on it was hard to pay the bills and raise a family on that. So I started looking at industries that were going through, for some reason, I was 17, I looked at industries that were going through regulatory change, because I figured wherever there was a lot of regulatory change, there would be chaos. And wherever there was chaos, someone who was young and didn't mind change could move in and do well in that world. And I looked at banking, transportation, mainly the airline industry, and healthcare. Big regulatory changes going on.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I would call people up and ask them. I said, I'm Mark O'Brien. I'm a senior in high school. Could I come talk to you about your profession? And it was surprising how people would just open the door. And so I went in.
Well, everybody likes to talk about what they do, right?
Yeah, that's true. but the healthcare thing, what I liked about it was that it was more community-based. and clearly there was a sense of mission about it. So I started working in volunteering hospitals and started down this path.
Yeah.
But one of the things I've learned through all these jobs, because I've had a lot of jobs. I mean, I started off as a transporter and then worked as an admissions clerk. I mean, a lot. You know, I didn't start off in this job, I didn't start off in my current role, but. I learned that healthcare is a very personal service, and you know it really impacts people at a very personal level.
Sure.
Everybody who's in the hospital is someone's mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, friend, and you know we can impact people's lives sometimes for a moment, but very oftentimes for a lifetime.
And the extension of that, as you say, not to exclude. Everybody at work, everybody, all the families that know that family.
So when I look at healthcare, I look at it from the perspective of what would I want as a as a patient if I was in that bed or if it was a family member. But on a grander scale, you know, we like I said, there's a bias I carry with this because it's my world every day. But when we look at quality of life of a community and we talk about the quality of life of Tallahassee, how we have such a great quality of life. And we do, but there are foundational components to quality of life, and one of those foundational components is quality of health. You can't have a high quality of life without having a high quality of health, and that is more than any other organization in our region. That is TMH's responsibility, and I think whether it's the nurse at the bedside or the individual pushing the broom, or certainly our medical community, our physicians, and our board members. I think people recognize that that is our role, and that's what we kind of keep in our line of sight in everything that we do. Is we want to make sure that we impact the quality of health of our community in a very positive way.
Yeah. It is not as I hear you talk. It is not distant from what we've tried to do in our way and within this realm to make things easier for people who have their feet on the ground. And that is to say that the vast majority of the work we do and the vast majority of the work that is needed when it comes to marketing and communications and advertising and all the things that ad agencies are known for, they all happen in Tallahassee with about 8,000-9,000 mom and pops who on a good day are hoping they'll get through to the end of the month.
You look at the health of our community, and I'm not talking about the typical physical health, mental health. I'm talking about just the financial
vitality.
The stability of our community. And you know, you look out and where we are today, what would make our community a better, stable, economically thriving community?
Yeah, it's a great question.
I think it's a great question right now because I think Tallahassee is kind of at this tipping point.
I believe that.
You know, we're at a point where I think we need to make decisions on what we want to become. We've been this historical state capital, higher ed community, great assets, great stabilizing forces, but we've got some really unique characteristics to us. I tell people, I said, this is not your typical Florida. You know, we're younger than not just the rest of Florida. The rest of Florida is, you know, below Ocala, its average age is 102. But here, you know, I think the average age is a little over 29.
Yeah.
Very young, highly educated.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the industries in Tallahassee, they're intellectually based for the most part. Not many smokestacks.
Yeah.
You know, state government, higher ed, research, healthcare.
Yeah.
That makes for a very unique community. And I think as we look ahead, do we want to become a more diverse economy? Do we want to create opportunity for our kids, et cetera, to come back? And that's where you start looking at the tech transfer opportunities to come in with research. I mean, Florida State, FAMU, TCC, all of those are great, great resources because between the research and the ability to develop customized workforces, you know, we can create Tallahassee is a tech transfer capital. And that's good for, that's good. See, I look at that as the real driver of Tallahassee's future. And healthcare, we benefit in that because the more stable the economy, the more people who have jobs, it's easier for us to deal with the dynamic of cost sharing. We have, as a not-for-profit, and as a, especially as a regional safety net, we are the takers of all patients, and mm-hmm. we treat everybody regardless of their ability to pay. And with that comes patients who, just because they don't have insurance or don't have a job, doesn't mean they don't get sick. Mm-hmm. So we take those, and we have to have a working, covered workforce to help cover the cost of those who don't. Mm-hmm. And so so the more stable the economy is for the community, the easier it is for us to address our mission across the broader community. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'm very interested in making sure that Tallahassee has a stable, growing, dynamic economic footprint. And I think we all want that. I think Tallahassee's at this point where it can become kind of a model community in many respects.
Talking with Mark O'Brien about TMH and this here town of ours, you stay with me. I've got more.
Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's the Merry Maid's way of keeping your home or office at its best. And it's what we have come to expect here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our studios and offices always shine because Merry Maid's makes the difference, like they do for hundreds of offices and homes in Tallahassee. They'll do just the same, just for you. And they're right here, giving back to our community and giving you extra benefits, like saving you up to $400 on your first cleaning by giving you extra service, and saving an extra 10% when you mention Tallahassee Talks. Their website makes it really easy for you, too. You can schedule a cleaning and make a payment with just a few clicks, any day, anytime, day or night, when it's convenient for you. Call Merry Maid's this week, 850-386-2205. That's 386-2205. Or find them online at merrymaids.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Mark O'Brien. He is at the helm there at Tallahassee Memorial Hospital here in our fair city. And from all accounts, been doing a pretty good job. A lot of work going on to expand their facilities in the midst of what for Tallahassee, Leon County, for the region, is an expansive time.
So Tallahassee had this sort of dusty museum sort of feel to it. I grew up in the Seattle area. We have all, and even in the 60s and 70s, there was a great deal of diversity, and there were boroughs, there were districts, but there was never that sense of demarcation. I remember going to work for a little church on the south end of town. I was a graduate student at Florida State as a counselor, working with their youth group and families and such. And I remember the pastor was saying, now you have to remember, this here is South Side. These are South Side people. Oh, okay, South Side people. Didn't understand what that really meant, but over the course of the next 2 years, I discovered what that meant. Expect less of them. Don't challenge them in their way of thinking. Care for them. Take care of them. And it wasn't that South Side person in her mind wasn't defined racially, because it was an equal number of blacks and whites, Hispanics, and it wasn't by gender. It was by mindset. So when you talk to people now about these entrenched neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and the zip codes that, you know, Florida Chamber has all of this in front of us, right? You look at the 04 zip code, and you talk about the likelihood of residents in those neighborhoods ever making more money than their parents. Research indicates that ours is the lowest in the country. in likelihood. We just talk about communities that really just don't know each other. We don't go there. They don't come here. That degree of segregation that is more, again, mindset, lifestyle kind of stuff, pervades.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm a frustrated preacher, so be careful, or college professor. So, and Carl will, he's over there rolling his eyes. In fact, he was watching, so, okay, he's been into this for, oh my God, he made it past 5 minutes without mentioning plantation thinking. Carl, he's my muse over here. Yeah, he keeps a big stick in the corner when nothing else works. But I'm more concerned about the broader population, because the few power brokers, the 500 club of people in this town, there's always going to be people who have influence, right? I'm more concerned about the rest of us poor saps who go on in our way and are never challenged to think, maybe there's something else beyond that border. Maybe there's something else that we can do.
Well, how can you engage people in that bigger dialogue? I go back to health again, you know, and I look at the health of the community and look at healthcare in general. And healthcare is made up of four components. And we're going to get to one. One is access to healthcare. TMH plays a big role in that. Access can be breadth of services, ease of entry, quality of services. That's all access. Another part healthcare is physical health, the physical health component of an individual, which is easy enough to understand. There is the physical health, the physical environment, I should say, all of that. The third thing is genetic predisposition. We're really starting to get into that. There's some real opportunities there as we look ahead, especially in the area of customized treatment programs, et cetera, but that's all future stuff. But the fourth thing is social health, and that's the thing that people discount because they don't know how to get their hands around it. And social health comes into quality of life issues. Do you have enough food to put on the table? Do you have a sense of financial security? Do you have alternative income opportunities? I mean, those things that drive decision-making around diet. Diet oftentimes is, why do you have access to eat? I mean, whether it's a food desert on the south side of town or you don't have the ability to buy fresh fruits or fresh vegetables because they're expensive, or there's a whole variety of things. But the social health of the community is the one thing that we don't deal with very well. And that's not just in Tallahassee. That's across the country. But it's interesting because yesterday I was at a planning session for the United Way of the Big Bend, and we were talking about what are the real challenges and the opportunities in our town? And it wasn't necessarily building new businesses, et cetera. Mm. It really focused around a couple of things. One was economic empowerment. If we're really going to change our community, you know, we've got to give people the opportunity to thrive. Mm. We talk about the south side of town, all of that. We've got a lot of issues here, whether it's crime or whatever else. The reason why we have that is because we haven't invested in giving people an alternative. Mm. If you want to create a healthier community, and I look at health more holistically in this context,
sure,
we've got to give people an alternative to what they've always had. Education is the great equalizer. Mm. It's what gives people the opportunity, and we've got to focus on 0 to 5, 0 to 8. I mean, that's we always forget that. Mm-hmm. Start early, recognizing that investment's not going to really show up until, you know, another generation. But it's a great investment to make. You know, stop looking short term. I'm not going to say we don't need more police officers, law enforcement, and more jails. But that's not the solution. Those are Band-Aids. Mm. If we really want to drive Tallahassee to be a better community, we really need to invest in those things that are going to basically give people economic alternatives. We need to look at opportunities on throughout the community, but certainly on the south side, south city, you talk about different pockets of the community, Frenchtown. We need to figure out how to give people all throughout our community economic options, income options. Mm-hmm. And so the concerns we had related to Income disparity, that was a huge issue. Mm. We've got, I mean, if you really want to look at the root causes of problems in our region, it's income disparity and the lack of economic empowerment. And if we can really engage in a long-term strategy on those things, we will address the crime issues, we'll address all these other things. But we'll also, from a business perspective, you know, people say, well, what's the business case for that? The business case is it will build a better workforce. I mean, we're going to have shortages in our workforce in the future. I mean, you just look at the numbers now. Hmm. I mean, I think that's why it's hilarious, this whole conversation around immigration. I'm looking out ahead, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. We're going to want people coming across the border. Mm-hmm. We're going to be inviting them to come over because we will need them working in this country. But again, we're very short focused. We have a very short-sighted approach in our community.
He is the president and chief executive officer at Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. Mark O'Brien is our guest this morning. You stay with me. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best. And I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio. And you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
If you've just joined us, I've got Mark O'Brien strapped in here. We've refused to let him go anywhere else until he answers all of our questions. And we have a lot of questions about healthcare and Tallahassee and how do we get people to care about what the future looks like. Maybe it's because we haven't spent enough time, and if this is the question for you, have we spent enough time talking about what we want this town to look like? And I mean over the next 25 years.
You know, it's interesting because we compare ourselves to a lot of communities. We've looked at a lot of communities. People have taken visits to other communities, and they've tried to bring things back. And that is an outstanding question because we really don't know what we want to be. It's easier to get people motivated if they have a vision of what is possible.
Right.
If they can create a visual image of what they personally can be or what the community can be and how they can play a part in it, it's a lot easier to motivate them to get there. If they don't have that, then it's kind of day-to-day short-term thinking.
Yeah.
And so the question that has been bouncing around a lot of people in the community is, what is our brand? What is Tallahassee's vision? And there's really not one.
Yeah.
We know we've been a higher ed community. Yep. We know we've been a state government. But people have tossed out tourism as an opportunity. Mm. This is not a tourism town. We don't have a beach. We don't have a river. We don't have a mountain. We've got some nice, beautiful areas. It's a beautiful place to live.
We have our rivers.
but we are not a destination point for tourism.
Right.
We are you know, not really a destination point for industry. We don't have that platform in front of us. What we need to recognize is we've got a lot of unique assets. This is a very unique community. We need to recognize those and build on that and create a brand. And what is our brand? I think our brand should be a community that embraces change, that embraces new and emerging technologies, that we focus on education, and we focus on economic diversity, and that we look at ourselves as a holistic community. I look at Tallahassee as a great laboratory population, and it really is a great laboratory population. We're large enough to have morbidity factors that reflect larger communities. We have a very diverse community, which is a positive in my mind, a very strong positive, because we are reflective of some of those challenges that the communities have in bigger metropolitan areas. But we're small enough to get our hands around it. We can make change here. We can be the test site. We can create model programs that, if successful, can be translated to other communities. And that's what, you know, whether they're social experiments or economic experiments, financial partnerships, et cetera. You talked about we're talking about disruptive technologies before, but disruptive partnerships, I think, are going to be just as important, if not more important, than the technologies ahead of us.
That's a hot button for me, because I think that what has happened is your kinds of suggestions have come forward, and what has happened is that we've fallen back into existing models for how we get that done. WFSU should be lauded for their effort in this last public forum meeting. They committed some sizable resources to making sure that everybody who wanted to look in, and there goes the how do you make people care part, but if you wanted to, you had access to that meeting. The one question that everybody came away with was, how do we get to talk to these people directly? So there were a few questions that were fielded that came from the studio audience. But what if you're living out there on the south side or the north side, east or west side of town? Mm-hmm. You want to tweet in a question. You couldn't do it. But don't you think that there's, I mean, out of 200,000 people, there might be one or two questions that could have come in that way? Is that an indictment? Not at all. But it begs the question, are we still relying on the tools we have at hand? It's like the dad who says, oh, you want to have a party? Okay. And he brings out all of his old party favors. And it's like, Dad, no, we want to have our party here. We want to do it our way. How do you get people who have been in control for so long, having the party their way, to step back and go, let's let some younger people or some other people have control of this? Let's yield to them, because maybe they have a better idea.
I think it's just a question of numbers. You have to get it to a point where those new people bringing new ideas to the table have to step up, and I won't say crowd out, but come to the table where they can't be ignored, in the fashion where they can't be ignored. And I think over time, I think people yield control because of either they're moving on, and maybe that's where Tallahassee is. Maybe the population has grown large enough to where there are more new faces than there are old faces, and the new faces are saying, hey, we live here, we're taking ownership of this, let us have a voice. I hope that's the case. Certainly, you know, there's all sorts of studies that have shown that collective decision making is better than individual decision making overall,
right?
Not in every single case,
right,
but in most cases. And and as we look at community decision making, the more people we can involve throughout the community
in an ongoing way,
better decisions we'll make as a community. You know, how can we benefit the whole and not the individual? You know, you're talking about people, how do you get them at the table? You know, we help them see a vision of what we can become, but everybody personalizes it back to them. You have to also show them how they benefit from the changes that are out there as a potential.
Talking with Mark O'Brien, he graciously accepted our invitation so that he could come here and talk about the work that is Tallahassee Memorial Regional Medical Center. I don't think you've gotten more than 2 minutes worth of time in on the hospital side.
Well, community health issues.
My apologies.
Well, community health, and actually holistic health, is just as important, if not more important.
Well, you're being gracious. Thank you.
It all plays a role.
I'm sure your board will understand when we explain this stuff. But here's my invitation. We'll follow up on this conversation, and I do promise that we'll have opportunity to dig into some of the broader and even more specific questions for your organization as to the quality of health care, medical health care, providerships, insurance. We can go down all of those paths. But see, you deal with that all the time. So this way, you've got to do something maybe you don't always get to do in talking about some of these broader questions. Mm-hmm. It certainly has been helpful for me to hear you talk about it. Fascinated. I'd like you to come back when you have a moment.
I'd love to, and well, I appreciate the compliments, but the reality is that we're all students. I'm just learning.
Yeah.
You know, it's a constant learning
process.
You
and me too. You and me both, brother, because it is a lesson to be learned every day,
yep.
Is it not? Folks, this is what we do here. Try to bring to you the people who are involved in these kind of conversations day in and day out and encourage you to do the same. If we can do so, even in a small way, if you're a little bit more enlightened, a little bit more motivated to ask why, I think we've done our job in part. But thank you for being a part of the show today. And Mr. Bryant, thank you for making it. Okay. Well, Mark, thank you for that, too. Gracious man that you are. Mark O'Brien, my friend, he's one that we need to stay in touch with on a continuing basis. Folks, this is the production. This program is the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny, and our associate producer, Alexandra Blackwell. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
So if you come to me and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing I do is say, okay, let's talk about the process. What can I afford? Not just the purchase price. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck & Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for an investor, in my opinion, we should be looking at affordable housing. What that means is a price point of about $100,000 to $200,000 price range. For the investor, it's a rental income between $1,000 and $1,500 a month max.
Realtor, broker, consultant Tiffany Hamilton is helping homebuyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at tiffanyhamilton.com.